Welcome to the Unscripted Authentic Leadership Podcast, a podcast we are seeking to lead change. We're also seeking to understand. We're also here as a platform for leaders to come together to unite, to develop, and empower other leaders in the areas of business, family, and community. I'm your host, Lafayette Lane, joined by my co-host, John LeBron. Today, we are joined by a special guest, Sean Anthony. You already know what time it is. Put those hands together. Put those clap emojis in the comment section. Show our guy Sean some love as he has joined us today to have a conversation on how entrepreneurs can build their brand through podcasting. Just a little bit about Sean. Sean, at the age of 14 years old, became a serial entrepreneur by collaborating with others to host his own events, bringing people together by the thousands. He always found himself in situations where he collaborated with peers to help them reach a goal or serve a cause. And later on in Sean's life, his ability to collaborate and facilitate was identified by corporate leaders who elevated him to various leadership positions where he was promoted 6 times in over 4 years. He now hosts his own podcast, School's Over, Now What? And he is the lead mentor at the Now What Academy. And today he has joined us right here on the Unscripted Authentic Leadership Podcast. Sean, thanks for coming on.
Man, excited to be here, man. You got to do my intros more often. I feel like you didn't miss the accolade. So I like it. I like where we're going, man. Glad to be here with both of you guys.
Yes, man. Let's jump right into it, bro. Sean, man, it says in your bio that one of the things that really jumped out at me, and of course, a plethora of things, but this whole idea of you becoming an entrepreneur at 14 years old. Where did that passion come from, and how did you get started on that entrepreneur trail?
Man, I like that question, man. For me, man, like, I think anybody that's listening to this right now, like, you might have an older sibling. And for me, it was my brother. Like, my brother went off to college when I was 14. So at 14, he becomes this big nightlife party promoter, man. And so I was 14 in the club with him, with Rick Ross, Young Jeezy, standing on couches. But what I did was I observed the business side of the whole nightlife marketing scene. I learned how to communicate with people. I saw what he was charging people to skip the lines. So I took that same formula, man, and at 14, I threw a graduation party for a bunch of 18-year-olds and back in my hometown, and I made $6,000 the very first party I ever threw, and it was just like game over after that.
No doubt, for sure. So you're 14 years old, you're in the club with your brother. Now, any other 14-year-old, I'm sure they would be just enjoying that life, but you were looking at it from a business perspective of how can I use these principles to help me be successful in my own life. And so, and here you're now a master entrepreneur, you're doing the podcasting, but you have mastered branding, the entrepreneurial side of podcasting. Can you give us some insight on to tell those who are in podcasting, whether that is in the beginning stages of podcasting or they've been doing it for years, whatever that looks like, how can they make that switch or make that turn and flip it from, okay, this is something that we do just for podcasting, but hey, I can actually provide for my family, create wealth, and change my whole generation.
Man, that's a good question. I think first off, I tell people all the time, like, you have, it's 3 steps into really building a brand. And the first step is to know yourself. And like, what I mean by know yourself, right? It comes down to 7 equities. And you got to ask yourself, like, what do you want? Like, your mind, your body, your soul, family, friends, business, and money. What do you want those 7 things to look like a year from now? Then the next thought process is, cool, got it. What do you want those 7 things to look like 3 years from now? And then what I tell people all the time is, then you have to rank them in level of importance to you. Right. So some people that work with me, right, it's family. And I'm talking about family. Some people, you might be listening to this right now, might be money. It might be business. But wherever that is, those are what you look at now as your non-negotiables. Because before you're able to get on a mic and impact the world and really make a difference, you got to know who you are. Like, you just got to know who you are. So the first step is know yourself. The second step is position yourself. So who are those people that you admire? You know, for me, I admire Matthew Knowles, Beyonce's dad, Ed Mylett, Grant Cardone, all these people who have now been on my show. But you got to identify who are those people that you really look up to and start positioning yourself correctly. And last but not least, the third step is present yourself. And that's make sure you do 3 things at all times, that you're educating, you're entertaining, and inspiring.
Those of you that are listening, just take a moment to take that in, soak that in, man. Sean just dropped some fire right there. John, I know you got a question, man, to ask Sean, man. Go ahead, bro.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So, okay. So when we first started, Lafayette had talked about you starting off at age of 14, entrepreneur, that kind of thing. So let's start from 14 and fast forward to today. How would you say that, like, that whole journey? A lot of people want to just, like, man, I wish I had what Sean has today, but they're not willing to go through the steps, or maybe they don't appreciate the journey that you've gone to prepare you for now. So yeah. Can you talk to how that journey has prepared you for where you're at now and where you're about to go?
Absolutely, man. I think like if I look at that journey, it was all like hunger, like passion. It was all like alertness, being aware, cautious, moving correctly. You know, I think about it. Like I went off to college, but I didn't go to college for the education. I went off to college to go get the bag. Like, I run it up. Like, that's what I went to school for. Like, I got the degree, but that was never my intentions. My intentions was getting to the money. And it was almost like training day for me. I think about all the time, right? Because I've worked a corporate lifestyle. I've seen all type of stuff, college kids, all things. And I think about what it is like for the average 18-year-old getting ready to go to college the next day. They're in Walmart, they're in Target, they're trying to get their towels, the rugs. Yo, at 18, the day before I go off to college, I was like in this room with a bunch of nightlife party promoters, but they were probably drug dealers at the time. And they were literally looking me in the face and they said, hey, when you go off to school tomorrow, I need you to look and observe and figure out who you want to be on your team. Now you know who you want to be on your team, how they're going to move for you. You need to have a good party in the first 2 weeks. So I got to college the first day. I'm in recruit mode. I'm looking at people. I just thought different, you know, and I developed a 30 plus promotional team my entire years while in school. And I think about that and what I learned from the corporate sector, right, of how they move and how I was getting promoted and what they cared about and how when I spoke, everybody paid attention. It's those things that you got to really pay attention to. Like, why are they all paying attention to me? You know, like, or why are they saying these things about me? And some people listen to this right now. You might be doing like a job review in a year. You don't know what you're good at. And your boss will tell you everything you're good at. And it's like, if you take what they said and apply it, you could be a beast. You know, and for me, what they would say, hey, you're a master connector. You collaborate with people well. So all I did, John, was really look at everything that people said I was good at, and I just applied more pressure to it. And that's how I got to where I'm at and where I'm about to go.
So what about you then in that corporate environment made them pay attention to you?
Oh, man, I was bringing people together. I was bringing companies together. Yeah, I'm saying I was bringing companies together. You know, at this particular time, I was running through. I remember all these promotions I was getting. I worked at Macy's, and I was getting all these promotions, this level, that level, this level. And I remember making a partnership with Microsoft, and I remember Microsoft sending an email to all of its employees talking about the partnership that I created at this particular event. And I said, okay, cool. So if I can do this for them, why can't I do this for me? You know, and what happened was I got promoted so much that all of my friends, they didn't know what to do with their life. They were stuck, you know? And I said, okay, I'm going to give them the game, but I ain't going to give it just for me. I'm going to create this podcast called Schools Over Now What? And I'm going to get everybody who's done something to just talk. And that's what they did.
So how did you make that transition? Because recently I saw on Instagram, you were highly successful in the corporate world, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And recently you're like, I was able to quit my job completely. You were killing the game in the corporate sector, but you were able to now go full time and work for yourself. What was that transition like? How were you able to do that? Because there are so many people that want to do that, but they're not in the position to do that maybe just yet, but yeah, it's absolutely possible.
Yes, that's possible. I mean, it's one, you gotta believe in yourself and your talent. And then it's a numbers game too. You know what I'm saying? Like if you're working a job, right, and you're making, you know, when I was making six figures, like you working a job, what's the math on that? Like, what's the numbers you gotta reach in order to make that leap? You know, and then you gotta look at, okay, what I was finding out is as I was coaching people how to develop their shows, how to build podcasts, releasing products, what I was finding out is every month, you know, I was making more. I'm like, I'm not even, people saw me crushing it online, thought I was killing it, and I was barely even trying, you know, because I didn't have the time. You know, and so each month I was looking at the numbers, I was looking at the money, and I was like, yeah, I think I can do this. I think I'm ready for this. And then I said to myself, okay, how can I utilize this job and on paper, right? Because I probably could have done it 2 years ago to keep it 100. But I said, how can I look at this job and look at what's on paper and make it work for me and my advantage? So if you listen to this right now, here's a hack and no one's going to tell you. Once you go official, like once you like take your business and you make it an LLC, right? This is what happened to me. You're making an LLC and you say, okay, I'm ready to just quit my job. If you got a good job, fam, you got to think about how can you utilize that in a way where it could be helpful more than hurtful. What I mean by that is this. You can't go buy a house. You can't go buy a house without 2 years of tax records. I found that out and I said, oh, good thing I read that. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I haven't done that yet. You know, and then there's, you know, there's certain cars I want. And I was like, I gotta do all that. Oh, let me do this right. You know, so when the business went legit, you know, I was like, all right, I'm not about to be stuck in this for no 2 years. I'm about to figure out everything I need to do with this right. job on paper. Well, I'm already beating it anyway. And that's what I did, fam. That's my biggest advice. Cause no one, all the books I read, all the people I heard speak, no one told me that. And that changed the game for me.
Mm-hmm. And you have a whole podcast episode just on that. Cause I heard that exact phrase on, you can't buy a house unless you get 2 years of records. You have way more gems than that. I think it's your episode called How I Quit My Job and Became Full-Time Podcaster. I think I could be wrong. Correct
me if I'm wrong. That's one of the most popular posts I ever put up, man. If I look at my insights, mm-hmm. that post right there is, it gets the page visited. Yeah.
Yeah. 11 minutes of just pure gems. If anybody hasn't listened to it, cause I heard it a couple weeks ago and it's really good.
Appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. What are some things that podcasters are not just podcasters, but entrepreneurs can do, are those that are aspiring to be entrepreneurs to monetize their podcasting or what they're doing in that arena? Like, what are some specific things that you did? Okay, these are the things that I started to do that generated revenue for me.
Yeah, I became my own infomercial. So like people always say, oh, go get a sponsor. Man, like the way I really ran it up, it wasn't no sponsor. I became all in for commercial. If people are tuning into you, they're liking what you're saying. If you have, you know, guests sharing your show, you're crossing channels, you're becoming on everybody's page, they're driving in their car. You know, you can literally, I got on my Rodecaster Pro, which I looked at over here. You can literally look at it, press a button. And then they said, this show is sponsored by, it don't gotta be sponsored by Degree. It don't have to be sponsored by Dove Soap. It can be sponsored by you. And for me, what I did was I pretty much took my experience and knowledge of what I've learned in podcasting. And I said, hey, if you're looking, you know, whether you're in a career or business, trying to go to the next level, or perhaps, you know, you're trying to take your show and put something together, you know, go visit and I will give them the website, right? That gives you, you know, leads. You know, so turn yourself into a product is what I would tell you first. Second off, I would say, what can you create that can be evergreen that people need, right? So that's when we start looking at creating ebooks, right? So we have a free ebook, which gets you started into podcasting. It's a starter kit. But then we go on to say, okay, you know what? We're going to peel the layer back and go a little bit deeper here. And we're going to give you some of our best kept secrets with podcasting. And that becomes an ebook. And then you look at your overall business. Okay, people are attracted to all these people I've had on my show. I'm just going to give them what I use. I'm going to give them my script, you know, just copy and paste. So that becomes another product. So if you look at those things before you talk about a sponsor, between coaching and all that, you're already having a good month, man.
Okay.
Very cool. Yes. So on that ebook, anybody's curious, text SONW20 to 33444. Podcast starter kit.
Yo.
Anyways, you were just talking about it, but that script you have is gold. We've used it. We still use it all the time. I'm not going to give everybody the script. You got to buy it.
I love hearing stories about it, man. I've heard some people get some crazy people. And I'm like, oh man, I didn't even think of that person.
I just sent this past week to someone who's huge, and then their team emailed me back this morning and say, yeah, I'd love to. Let's talk about it. When he's available in the spring, and I'll share that later. But yeah, it's been great. Actually, I used it for you. Lafayette, I'm gonna buy Sean's tech or script and I'm gonna send it to him.
So that was smart. That was smart.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know how many people do that, man. But I was like, I wanted the script anyways. even if you said no, I would have still I still would have loved the script. So it was great.
It's a good one, man.
So yeah, cool. So let me ask, let's get over to the, if you don't mind, Lafayette, let's move to like podcasting, creating a brand through podcasting. Sure. I know we've been talking, I'm not saying we haven't been talking about that, the non-negotiables and all those different areas, presenting yourself and so forth. How can somebody either getting into podcasting, or let me rephrase that, what should be the focus for somebody who is looking at either starting a podcast for themselves or for their company?
Are you passionate enough about the topic to talk about it, even when it gets hard, or it might, can seem like, okay, I got to switch it up. Like, are you passionate enough about the topic? I was passionate enough because I saw so many, not only just my friends, but people that look like me, not know what to do with their life. After school's over, right? We get told to go to this place and then we end up doing nothing we really wanted to do, right? So I'm passionate about talking about it. I knew people could relate to it and it would help. So what can you get into as far as the calls to be helpful? And then in terms of your company, right? If you create a podcast for your company, I'll be trying to think about how can you use that as a marketing tool? Because at the end of the day, it's awareness to the brand. It's awareness that you guys exist. And then who can you collaborate with that could be, potential investors in your company, or perhaps if it's a company that you're trying to share with, if it's a huge company, and you're trying to talk about like engagement, by all means, what can people do better at the workforce? Like, what can we do better in, in certain environments? Like, what are some things that we're missing in the break room that we might, forget about? Those type of things is how I would look at those.
Yeah, that's good. Go ahead, bro. Did you have another? You got a follow up?
I had heard. We don't use this here, but somebody had given me. I heard a tip saying, one smart, they were calling it a hack for a service based company, would be for their podcast, would be to invite guests on who they would like to be their clients.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because they can have in person. If they can do it in person, even better. Obviously, this last year has been a little different. But the idea is you can have somebody who, like, let's say, okay, so my family has a cybersecurity company. Maybe there's a local financial institution that I would love to have as a client. And I can have them come in and say, hey, what do you, Mr. CEO, find is important to you? You don't have to be a cybersecurity expert. I'm asking what is important to you in this industry as it pertains to your financial institution. And you're just kind of getting their input. It provides value for the audience, but at the same time, it gives us now that connection where we can actually communicate and so forth and develop a relationship. And he was talking about how often that could turn into a client for you.
That's smart. That's one of the best things you could do. You're basically telling people to come in and audition.
it's
a smart move.
Yeah. How important has social media been as far as, like, you have a pretty good following, 18,000 followers just on Instagram alone. Can you talk to, like, there's so many people who would love to have a following like that, me included. Can you unpack that a little bit?
Yeah.
I mean, with the following, man, you have to figure out like who's really paying attention to you. See, one thing about Instagram still, like, yes, you have months where you have a lot of growth, but you also have months where you feel like you kind of see the same people, right? You probably listen to this right now. Whoever the 10 people you keep tapping on, are the same 10 stories you keep seeing, the same 10 people on your timeline. I honestly wish the reach was a little bit better on Instagram, but it allows for you to still be able to express yourself. And I think the hack to that is really trying to become more visible. So can you post, 2 to 3 times a day? Can you at least be active in your stories? I try to make sure that I'm doing a couple of things now with my content. One is that I'm being truly authentically who I am, because that's going to attract the right audience who's really going to be excited about your message. So you don't just talk about podcasting all the time. Like, you're not going to see me just put out a whole bunch of podcasting posts. What I might do is I might do 3 posts. Maybe the first post is just what's relatable in life right now. Right. So I might do some type of reel. The next post may be, how I'm feeling at the time. So get you in the mindset of how I think, because if you're interested in how I think, you might be interested to hear what I actually say on the show, which it goes back to the podcast. And the third post, it's probably podcast related, whether it's trying to teach you something or whether, someone's on the show. But I think for podcasters, though, even still to this day, getting more on those voice apps, right? Those voice apps, you know, I have almost 18,000 followers on Clubhouse, but also have a club in Clubhouse called Podcast Secrets Reveal that has 39,000 members. So I mean, it's just getting active in any of those audio platforms is huge key.
You just talked about the voice apps and the Podcast Secrets Reveal. Can you give us three secrets that really have been beneficial to your personal podcast growth that could help podcasts out there that are listening?
Yeah, well, a couple of them that come to my mind is that every time I do an episode with a guest that I really, really like it, and I kind of see where we're at as far as the vibe wise, there's always like an exchange of phone number contact. Because I'm such a huge collaborator and connector, you know, there's very rarely chance that I can't pick up the phone and call everybody that's been on my show, you know, because there's other things that we'll work on in the future. Another thing, as far as like the hack wise, for me, is also to paying attention to who you want to get to. And sometimes they can be so big, you have to kind of move in a different direction. So, for example, right, like you're not just going to pick up the phone and get Am I Letting In show. You had to gain the respect of an MLF to get it in his house and do all those things that we did when I was with him. Sometimes it takes having 5 to 10 people who he personally knows, who's maybe been on his show, on your show. The credibility is already up, right? They already know of you. So I think that's another hack that people probably don't even really know about. And then the next thing I would say is make it easy as possible whenever you do have a guest, right? You never want to make them choose the time slots and dates. Like, you don't want to digitally choose that, you know, and you want to be able, like John, you know this because you got the script. You want to be able to say, hey, look, this is what's available, because you might only have one shot.
It also adds that last part. It gives a little bit of sense of urgency, I feel.
Oh, it definitely does.
Right? Instead of like, hey, I'm always available. It's like, eh. Because we do actually have an electronic calendar, but to be quite honest, it's usually full for at least almost 2 months. And so everybody's like, you don't have anything on here. I'm like, pick something in January. I mean, it's just how, and then we're not trying to float it. It's just full lately. Yeah. So, but I do like how you put that on there, this time or this time. And that's a gem for anybody who's just doing business in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good, love you.
No, you're good, bro. How important is it to study your craft? We're talking about podcasting, but there's a craftsmanship behind everything and entrepreneurship. How important is it to, because the social media, I feel like, is a blessing and a curse. I feel like if we just go viral, then nobody thinks there's an art that goes into that. I'm sure you were not an overnight success. Everybody thinks that, right? But they see the success, but there's an art, there's a craftsmanship that goes into what you do. Can you speak to the skill and the craftsmanship that goes into being a successful entrepreneur, successful podcaster?
Man, I love that question, man. No one's asked that. You know, it's funny now that, you know, now that I'm actually like a free person in the world, actually fully going at this, I can say whatever the hell I want now. But you know what's crazy, man, is that the first, like I've always had a natural gift of communication and talking and collaboration and all those different things. But yo, no lie, bro, those first 100 episodes, like, I don't think I prepared for none of them. I think there might have been one that I really prepared for, because that was when I got Beyonce's dad, Matthew Knowles, on the show. He's now my mentor, but just because I know how that conversation could go wrong, because I've seen so many different interviews of him when it goes really good and when it went really bad. So I want to kind of be like on my P's and Q's for that one. But what's crazy is that now, though, like now that I'm in this for real, I'm studying the craft harder than ever, man. I spend my mornings, man. I get up early. I work out, right? I like get up now in the darkness, where nobody's up. It's just something about that darkness, man. Like, it's like, aha, y'all not up yet. But it's something about it.
You got the edge.
Yo, but I love it. Even if I get tired on the day, it's like, I beat all y'all. I'm out here in this dark. You know, like Rocky Balboa. Mm-hmm. But I get up, I work out, and I study. After I work out, I take a shower, then I study. When I'm studying, like stuff that nobody's talking about. It's real. That's done very well from a save standpoint. but I'm studying the arts and crafts of how people are interviewing the style, but like the classic stuff. I'm going to tell y'all because this is the first I actually told anybody. Like I'm studying, I studied Oprah Winfrey interview Michael Jackson in 1993 after he has never done an interview. He hadn't done an interview in the last 14 years.
Wow.
So she does it at Neverland. And it's like, and if you see it, like it was like the perfect, it was like the perfect thing of all time. Can you imagine interviewing Michael Jackson, you know, asking him, like, does he realize he's still black in a way that it didn't offend him, getting him comfortable enough to talk about women and was he a virgin,
right?
Getting him comfortable enough to do the moonwalk for her personally, and she even got him to sing. During the interview, you know what I'm saying? But that the way she moved was just crazy. But even also too, I could talk about this for days. Everyone was like, "Oh, Kanye does this huge interview. He kind of did this huge interview on Drink Champs." Mm-hmm. Nobody really was talking about the whole process, right? So like the whole process was literally Noriega, who was the co-host of the show. Mm-hmm. You know, he wanted that interview to remain so private. He was talking to his close friends like Fat Joe 24 hours before it came out. He didn't even tell him it was coming. He wanted the interview to be so private, he didn't send it off to his editors. He edited it himself. Mm-hmm. He thought about the craft of interviewing Kanye so much, he realized Kanye got better once he shut up and let him talk. So for the very first interviews, Noriega was like, I'm just going to let him talk. And look how marvelous it was. Mm-hmm. You know, so and the cool thing about it, though, Lafayette, to go back to your question, the cool thing about it is now that I have the ability to really learn and study and see what they're doing, like if you go listen to like any of like the last 10 interviews I've done, oh man, it's a whole different mode, man. Because it's a whole different mode. It's like, oh, if y'all like that when first 100, when I was working crazy hours, now that I'm actually in the game, actually free, man, I'm with it.
So can you give pointers on how you prepare for the interview? Because I do prepare for interviews, but probably not at the same level because you've been in the game so long.
But here's the thing though, like if someone's listening, trying to figure out, I always try to simplify this. Like there's something that you're doing really good at your job that can be translated into entrepreneurship. And so for me, because I just did the transition, like I was over a lot of money, you know what I'm saying? Like beyond Macy's, you know, I was a brand manager with Macy's. I was a brand manager with Target, like all these huge companies. But I've realized how they were operating, like how they prepared for the week, understood their numbers, right? Like I'm saying this because this is going to help somebody who's really trying to really do this for real. Like how they understood their numbers, what their goals were for that week, how they recalibrated what they needed to do to get right. Apply that to entrepreneurship. There are sales that you're trying to get. There's a dollar amount you're trying to reach. Okay, now what do you have to do? And then look at how their presentation, like for companies like Target and Macy's, these companies, presentation was important. I don't care what job you got. Presentation probably is important in that job, you know. Right. And so then you can look at that to your social media. Because if you would walk around a building every day and make sure everything was presented correctly, why won't you make sure everything presented correctly on your social media presence?
Yes.
Put it together, make it work. But now for interviews, right? Now for interviews, what I'll do, I got so many done that's not out. Now what I'll do with the interviews is that like I'll find out something about them or something they said, and then it might be controversial, it might be something I'm like, damn, I wish they said a little bit more, and I'll bring it up on them. And now I'm noticing they're like oh snap, he did this, he's real, you know what I'm saying? Hey, you found out I said this, you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, you know, it makes their ears perk up, and then you see them get more into the interview because almost like an athlete. Almost like an athlete, a pro athlete. You got to show at some point a level of separation. There's a separation from the pros than it is to the college football. It's a huge separation. You know, it takes 3 years to be eligible. You know, so now that I'm really in it for real, I try to figure out, okay, what's my angle? And then at the same time, the reason why in the past 100 episodes, the reason why I wouldn't want to prep and study is because it used to throw me off a little bit. Sometimes you'll watch so much of somebody's stuff, you find yourself asking the same question. But now, because I'm studying the greats, I ain't just watching anymore.
Yeah. So you're saying that those principles and systems that worked in Target and Macy principles and systems don't change. They work in any area. They work anywhere.
You just got to apply it to it.
Right, right.
Can you talk about the consistency it takes to be successful? So many people want to ignore that, right? The biggest thing we've been good at, and we're not there yet. We're still growing our podcast. It's got a ton of work to do, but is consistency. We haven't ever missed a week. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like since the beginning, we didn't wait 6 months to get started. Lafayette texted me when I was on vacation. Hey, we talked about this. Let's do it. I said, well, it's July 4th. First episode needs to launch first week of August. That gives us like 3 weeks. And so we did. We hammered it out. I remember getting my laptop on vacation. My wife's like, what are you doing? I'm like, we're starting a podcast. She's like, huh? So we did. I was like, we're serious. Let's knock this out. Absolutely. But it's been consistency. And we were terrible in the beginning. We're still growing. But can you talk to that? Because you have like 180 some episodes, I believe, if I remember that, right?
182, man. I ain't missed a week either, man. Yeah. Because if you ain't got consistency, man, you don't need to be doing it. Because what's going to happen is you're going to attract somebody. You're going to start attracting your core audience. And the moment you stop doing it, man, is the moment they're going to find someone else. Because they're going to still keep traveling. They're going to still keep working out. They're going to still keep living their life, washing the dishes. You know how it is. Like they're going to still keep listening, and you're going to be forgotten about. So that by far is it. Because at the end of the day, it's almost like that photo of that guy knocking on that. I think it was underground, like a caveman, almost close to a diamond, and just giving up. Consistency is what's going to do it for you. You know, because like you might be doing good, and might think you're doing okay, and then literally in 1 year your life can change. I'm gonna give you another interview I studied that I'm still studying. Because sometimes the gems you'll get might not be from the interviewer. It's going to be from the person who answered the question so articulate that you just got something from it. Literally in 1 year, your whole life can change. Like you can be the worst podcaster. You can be in your mom's basement. You can be like literally just like chilling. And then 1 year, everything changed. And the reason why I got that from DaBaby. DaBaby did an interview on Million Dollars Worth of Game, just came out. And people forget like, this guy he just got hot in 2019. And then in 2020, the world shut down. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So he put out so much stuff. You feel like he's been around for 5 years. But literally in 1 year, his whole life changed. And the only reason it probably wasn't more obvious to all of us is because we were on lockdown. Mm-hmm. That's what happens when you're consistent. He put in a lot of time, a lot of music, a lot of time being consistent in his craft, and then it got noticed. You know, so I think as a podcaster, I think sometimes we get lost into looking at other people and where they're at. Yeah, it's all good, fam. You ain't got noticed yet. But when it's time and you get noticed, it's home, man. It's home.
Amen. Consistency breeds confidence. I tell my kids on that all the time. If the sports, just keep working at it. You get more confident in your game every time.
Exactly. And I love what you said, Sean, that even though you've been successful, you said there's so many episodes that you haven't released yet. Mm. So people see you right now, they're like, and you're probably over there chomping at the bit. If you think you've seen anything, just wait and see what I got coming next.
Got him, man. Got him lined up, man. Done. Mm.
So what's next? What's next for you right now? Any insights?
Yeah, man. I mean, what's next for me? I mean, if people are seeing it, like if you like look at the content, like I went all in August, and like if you go like to August until like now, like you can kind of see the content kind of changing a little bit. You see me putting out more stuff. You kind of see me moving a lot more. I think one of the aspects, obviously, is that I'm really good at is in branding and communication, and also too representing a bunch of people now that used to be on the show or people that have heard of me from a celebrity standpoint. So I have a lot of that going on, and I'm also still teaching people in the podcast space or how to really maneuver in this within the Now What Academy. So that's a couple things you're going to see what's next for me in 2022, and then you're also going to see some announcements of some things I've been working on.
Yeah. Sean, can you leave us? I usually say ask our guests to leave us with one last word. But since you're here, I want you to leave us with a now what last moment.
Yeah, man. Oh, like a last word from the show?
Yeah. Now what? Just leave us with a last now what moment.
Yeah, man. So again, a now what moment, man? In terms of the podcast, I'm getting someone one for their life. I think in terms of the podcast, for me, the biggest now what moment I had was when I was in Laguna Beach and I was all day on my last couch and the cameras weren't rolling. And he looked at me in my face and he said, "Hey man, you look unique. You're unlike anybody else in this space. If you can stay consistent at this, you can keep working at this, you can take off just like that." You know, I think getting that confirmation from somebody I admire had me saying, "You know what? I'm gonna keep at this, but most importantly, I'm gonna figure out a way to escape everything I'm doing to take it more seriously." You know, right now, if you're going through anything in life, you know, whatever you enjoy, and someone tells you something, and it can be just the smallest thing, if you can amplify the gem they just gave you, you're on to something special. And as always, anybody that's been listening to this, just dream it, believe it, go out and get it.
Absolutely. Listen, those of you that will watch this, those of you that will listen to this, you have to stay connected to what Sean is doing. There are several ways to do that. You can follow him at Sean or Anthony _ on social media. You also want to follow his podcast page at Schools Over Now What. Also, check out his website, schoolsovernowwhat.com. His Schools Over Now What podcast is available on all podcast streaming platforms. Also, that podcast starter kit, you can text SONW20 to 33444. You can get that podcast starter kit and so much more. Stay connected to what we've got going on here at Unscripted. We're at Unscripted Leadership on all social media platforms. Check out our website, unscripted-leadership.com. Our podcast is available on all streaming platforms. Again, we say thank you, Sean, for coming on, man, having this incredible conversation with us and how entrepreneurs can build their brand through podcasting. And as always, we pray that you be the leader that God has called you to be. We're here to build bridges and not walls. Bridges connect and walls divide. Until next time.